Kolkata, India, 2004. Kalima Temple. Fear. I was scared. Black figures of a partly nude body adorned the walls, eyes wide open, hair to her hips, and a tongue that curled below her chin. This was goddess Kalima. Whilst I was intrigued by all the nudity around me, I was also shitting my pants, confused by the statues around me, trying to decipher desperately if it was indeed a statue and not actually a series of dead bodies plastered to the walls around us. I clung to my mother closely, swallowing hard, tasting the chai we had sat and had at my aunt's place before we left, concentrating hard on the cardamom, cinnamon, and the milk that lay between my taste buds. I began salivating immediately just at the thought. It wasn't long before my mother presented to me an orange glowing laddu that she split in half for us to share. Sweetness overwhelmed my mouth. The few flakes of almond broke the textures of round balls of sugary semolina. Saffron coated the top of my mouth, and the aromas of clarified butter wafted around me. Tugging my arm, my mom put a 50 rupee note in my hand. She brought me to the shrine where Kalima was being worshipped. To think that the delicious laddu would have erased all the fears that I came with was now far from possible. I had to face Kalima herself. Sandalwood incense filled the air. I choked on the smoke as I walked in. Everyone did. I bowed my head quickly, closing my eyes so not to be faced with Kalima herself. Goddess Kali was a savage. She killed in rage and was one of many faces of Goddess Parvati, Shiva's wife. Hindu mythology has many gods originating from the same body, representing many characteristics such as intelligence, creation, and anger, as Kali demonstrates. Her long tongue is a symbol for her savagery, her ability to kill without contemplation. I began to suck my tongue out too, stretching it beyond my chin and trying to replicate Kali herself. I was quickly smacked, Mum wondering what the hell was wrong with me. She handed me a glass of rose water before we left to wash down the viscous ghee and sugar that I had just eaten. The aroma of the water was lush, playing with my mind as I drank what seemed like quite plain-tasting water, actually. Walking barefoot behind Mum carefully, I searched for my shoes, leaving the temple and leaving my fear for Kali, too.